Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now with your fire. And so then lift us up in the smoke of that burnt offering, the offering of Christ, to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. Philip has been with Jesus since the beginning. For 3 years, the man with the long mustache and the reedy voice has trailed along behind the master. Again and again, he has witnessed how Jesus walks the way, how Jesus does things. First, Jesus clapping a hand on his own shoulder right outside of Bethsaida. Follow me. Follow me. Jesus taking a personal interest in the diminutive man with the pointed nose and that reedy, mousy voice, the man with the Greek name, Philippus. Jesus' smile, Jesus' interest in him. Follow me. And not then, 30 minutes later, Philip is rousing Nathanael with that mousy voice. We found him! We found him! Jesus, the Messiah! Come on! And then there is Jesus curling that same hand that had clapped on Philip's shoulder, curling that same hand with its fingers around the corner of a brown barley loaf, ripping off a piece for the old man with the snaggled tooth, a piece for the young woman with the blush of acne, a piece for the surly-faced man with the sweat-stained turban, 5,000 pieces in all, one for each seated there on the grass on the hill. And Philip, standing nearby, leaning against a tree, puckering his lips under those long whiskers, mumbling to himself as he chews on his own bit of barley bread. 8 months' wages wouldn't have given each of these a bite. And yet, he cares for each one. Jesus works person to person. He is inefficient. He draws near to each one. Even when Philip brings Jesus a passel of Greeks, or word, I should say, that a passel of Greeks are looking to come to Jesus, some Gentiles, Jesus just nods. Every single one who believes in me, hint, hint, not just Jews, but also Gentiles, I've come to be light for them, that they may no longer walk in darkness. Personal. Jesus works person to person. And now here at the Paschal Feast, the Lord's Supper, Jesus speaks again of the personal, the particular. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. 3 years Philip has trailed along behind his master. 3 years, and yet still he misunderstands how Jesus works. He does not understand the way in which Jesus is the way. He brushes the matzah crumbs from his whiskers. He raises his thumb and first two fingers to catch Jesus' attention. Lord, Lord, just show us the Father, and that will be sufficient for us. All of these years, and yet Philip still does not understand the way in which Jesus is the way, the way in which Jesus works. Philip proposes a direct, impersonal experience of God. He suggests a new way, an efficient way to get the job done. away with half the mess. An efficient spiritual technology to zap people up into some sort of cloud of divine. Straight to God without that person in between. And one can almost hear the amusement in Jesus' voice. Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know who I am? Philip, he who has seen me has seen the Father. All of these years, sisters and brothers, we have trailed along behind our Master. We have seen him again and again work person to person. That first moment when he clapped a hand on our shoulder, when Mom was reading the story of the resurrection. The moment when we watched him hand out food to the family from Aunt Jane's kitchen, the hamburger casserole that was in the freezer. The moment when he welcomed a pagan Greek who came searching for him. The prostitute with too much perfume camped out in her black van right next to the Sheridan County Fulmer Public Library. Jesus works person to person. We've seen it, all of this, and yet we still forget how Jesus works, how Jesus is the way. We propose direct, impersonal access to God, experiences of God, maybe the walk in the woods alone, maybe reclining at home in front of the live stream church service. Whatever the case, we suggest a kind of efficient new way to get the job done. Something to zap us up to God, without the person in between. We like Philip's idea of an impersonal encounter with the divine, because in that way we will not be known for who we are. Our personal mess will not be on display. And the amusement shows in Jesus' voice. Have I been with you so long? Yet you do not know me. In John's gospel, sisters and brothers, every time that Philip shows up, Philip, whose feast day we celebrate today, Jesus works person to person. This is actually telling because Philip in the other gospels only shows up in lists of names. But in John's gospel, Philip shows up regularly. And each time, Jesus works person to person. The first time, of course, that moment when Jesus claps a hand on Philip's shoulder. And we're told it's at a particular place at a particular time that Jesus finds him the day after John the Baptizer's sermon. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And there he finds Philip outside of Bethsaida, on the road. Particular place, a particular time. Person to person. And of course, then, when John recounts the feeding of the 5,000, it's a really fascinating story. It's one of the few stories that we have in all four Gospels. When John recounts it, Philip's there. How are we going to procure bread for all these? And Philip's mind immediately goes to impersonal numbers. Well, let's see. We have 8 months' wages wouldn't be enough to give everybody a bite. And then Jesus proceeds to break apart those five loaves. And in John's gospel, we are told, hand them individually to each of the 5,000 there on the grass from his own hand. It's significant because in the other gospel recountings of the feeding of the 5,000, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we're told that Jesus breaks the bread and gives it to his disciples, who then give it to the crowd. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, of course, teaching us that Jesus passes on the breaking of bread to the apostles to pass on who he is. But John making a different point. When Philip is there, Jesus works person to person, bread from his own hand. Philip, of course, then showing up in John's gospel again, bringing word that the Greeks want to talk to Jesus. And again, Jesus, in the original language, saying, every single one who comes to me will be saved. And finally, then, in our gospel reading this morning, Jesus reminding Philip that salvation is personal, intimate, messy, inefficient. The triune God works person to person. There's no mathematical formula for salvation. There's no universal sort of abstract way to the Father. There is only one way. One person. Jesus. And Jesus reminds Philip of all of this by continuing to work like he has always worked. Person to person. A single word. Philip. John's gospel, the gospel that gives us all these Philip stories. This is the only time, the first and only time in John's gospel that Jesus speaks directly to Philip with his name. Philip. Have I been with you so long, and yet you still don't know who I am? Philip. Person to person. Jesus working through a relationship, person to person. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Sisters and brothers, Jesus works person to person. And this is God's gift to us. Because formulae, plans, strategies, all those sort of things are impersonal, bureaucratic, and people slip through the cracks. But Jesus works inefficiently. He works with each of us. He meets us one by one. No one can slip into the new kingdom of heaven anonymously, hidden in the crowd. All must come to Jesus. This, of course, is the whole point of that strange passage that just flabbergasts all of us postmodern people. No one comes to the Father but by me. No other way to the Father. No other way to God. And we're going, really? Wait. But that's the point. Jesus works person to person. No one can be anonymous. All must come to him. Each must feel Jesus' hand clapped on their shoulder. Each must receive the barley bread from his hand. Each must trust in his name. Each must hear him then speak their name at the Last Supper. Jesus works person to person. To you, to me. It's not efficient, it's not quick, but it's real and it's true. And Jesus invites us to participate in his work. This past week, the hospital visits piled up a little bit, and I was able to see Jesus working person to person. There was Jesus speaking people's names at UMMC, at the VA, at St. Dominic's. Jesus speaking my name in each of those encounters, person to person. Jesus works person to person. And that is the only way that we are saved. Because that is the only way we are known, forgiven, and then transformed into the person of Christ. Where has Jesus been working person to person in your life this past week? Ponder it. Because this morning, Jesus calls your name. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.